AM 650 KGAB, Cheyenne Orchard Valley. You're listening to the Weekend in Wyoming program. I think this is one of the more important segments we've done recently. What we're talking about here, I have Wendy Volkin, local realtor, well-known in the community, landowner with your family. But what we're talking about here is the Laramie Range Wind Project. And you hear murmurs about this, but I don't think people really know about it. First of all, Wendy, what is the Laramie Range Wind Project? What is it?
Deb, thanks for having me on the show. So the Laramie Range Wind Project, I learned about this on June 2nd. We got a registered letter, as did the people that live within 1 mile of this proposed project. And that was at the beginning of June. And as a ranching family, most good things don't come from a registered letter. So we looked at it very carefully. It was multiple pages. It was announcing that a company by the name of Repsol Next Gen LLC is going to be proposing a 56,000-acre wind project in the northwest corner of Laramie County here. It's in Horse Creek area. And it would be comprised of 170 wind turbines. They gave preliminary information, said that the next step would be applying for a permit with Laramie County. The second step would then be doing a state industrial siting permit with the Wyoming Department of Environmental Quality. And that their goal was to get the project up and running by the end of 2020, get it started by the end of 2026. That got my attention because to do any type of development, commercial, industrial, to get that through a permit process in less than a year, that got my attention.
Mm-hmm.
And just a little bit of context, if someone doesn't know where Horse Creek is, when you go north of Cheyenne on Interstate 25, there's an exit called Horse Creek Road. And if you turn left and head west 26 miles is Horse Creek. It's been a predominant part of Laramie County's history. It's been agriculture predominantly. There was a mine out there years ago, but there's, it's a beautiful, tranquil community that's where the Front Range meets the Laramie Range Mountains. And it's an incredible wildlife corridor. It's been a very protected area. It's been one of the largest connected winter range habitats in Laramie County. And this project was saying that they wanted to be respectful and mindful of the wildlife and that it would be a 3-year project. They said that they would stop construction during from November to April to lessen the impact on wildlife, but that they had been working with Game and Fish and they'd done wildlife studies and they were going to complete traffic studies, and they would let us know as residents living nearby in proximity to this project where the traffic was going to be, the truck route would be in and out of the project.
Mm-hmm.
So it piqued my interest immediately, because I'm married to Todd Dreamer. The Dreamer family has been here in Laramie County and in the Horse Creek area for 154 years,
mm-hmm.
before Wyoming was ever a state.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, usually if one rancher says, I'm going to switch from sheep to go to cattle, you would talk about it with your neighbor and say, do we need to do anything different with fencing or cattle guards? This one came as a letter saying, we're moving in a brand new neighbor, and this neighborhood is on 56,000 acres of private and public land. So there's approximately 50,000 acres that's privately owned, and there's and they're ranchers and neighbors that we have a great deal of respect for. It's their private right decision. I'm a big advocate for private property rights, but there's also 6,100 acres of state-owned land.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the reasons I think everyone should be tuned in, whether you live in proximity to this project or not. You own a part of this project, whether we know it or not. So I started going on the company's website. It's LaramieRangeWind.com. And I wanted more information. I wanted to see much more detail in maps. I wanted to see was it adjacent? Was it across from the Dreamer Ranch? Was it, who were my neighbors that might be impacted?
Mm-hmm.
But as a real estate agent, when you go Interstate 25 to Horse Creek Road and you get off on that exit, there's about 2,600 vehicles a day there now. And that's because the first 15 miles heading out west, there have been some beautiful rural subdivisions that have come into play. There's the Bell Pasture, there's the Reserve at Horse Creek, there's Mountain Shadows, there's Spring Creek, Quarter Circle 5. These subdivisions have all filled in on these first 15 miles. The numbers I calculated is somewhere between 3,000 to 3,500 residents now live along this Horse Creek corridor.
Mm-hmm.
So after that first 15 miles, then it becomes much more ag-related. You go across two railroad crossings on Burlington Northern. The road narrows. There is not a shoulder after the first 15 or 18 miles.
Mm-hmm.
So we're now going to be bringing, if this project is approved, so we're just right now at the pivotal, and I think it is the pivotal stage of our county planning commission, and our county commissioners have the chance to really look at this. And what the company is telling us in all of their documentation that you can find, some on their website, but you can find much more on our Laramie County Planning Department's website, and you have to know the permit number and how to navigate that. And if you need help, call me. I'll kind of walk some people through it like I have. But what they're saying during this three-year project, at the peak of construction, they'll have 305 construction workers a day driving out Horse Creek Road.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying that I think it's 275 semi-trucks a day. These were important things. So the June letter didn't say that at the beginning. They said they were going to be bringing jobs. They were bringing economic development. They were going to bring additional sales revenue into the county. All of that looks great. But as a recovering banker, I want more details. Show me the numbers. Show me the money. Show me how this is going to generate this much money for our community. And so then as a permit progresses, a company submits each step of the way. They have to show their traffic study, the acoustical or the noise impact, the wildlife impact, cultural study impact. This is all outlined in our Laramie County land use regulations. It says very specifically for large wind farms and solar projects, here's the criteria that has to be met. The company is part of the permit, and when you see what the staff's report is, the staff report that's going before the Planning Commission this Thursday at 3:30, the staff is recommending the Planning Commission approve this permit.
Mm-hmm.
And attached to the staff report is about 496 pages that have a lot of the studies the company has done. It's a lot of good information, but it's coming straight from the company and their third-party consultants. I'm hoping that we really are having someone check and double-check. And as part of a permit process, the county planning department gives it out to the different state agencies that may or may not have a say in this. They'll also give it to the county agencies. The Cheyenne Airport, will this affect a flight plan? And this is far enough away from the airport, it doesn't affect a flight plan.
Mm-hmm.
But there's other variables that do. And so during the last 60 days, each bits of pieces of this permit process gets uploaded onto the county website. So when this final report was generated, and I took the time to read it, and I took the time to print it, it'll take a long time and a lot of pieces of paper. I'm just telling you, Doug, I almost brought you one, but you said you didn't think you'd had time to read 496 pages before today's show. But it's a lot of good information to evaluate.
But that's just part of the problem. Nobody really has taken the time to read through all this, you believe. Is that right?
I think that right now our county and our city is in a very enviable place in terms of there's a lot of neat companies looking to come into Cheyenne.
Right.
And with that, everyone is submitting their own plans and their own permit requests. So I think that I wish everyone had more time to evaluate this. When you read the different agencies' comments on the permit, they're asking for more information. The Wyoming Department of Transportation, for example, they looked at the initial traffic study done in June, and they commented, we would need more information to evaluate this further. They wanted to know, how are the trucks going to get even out to Horse Creek?
Mm-hmm.
And so then there was a second traffic study provided by the company on August 20th, I think. And on that second traffic study, they clearly delineated the truck route. And they're suggesting that their semi-trucks will be coming, let's say, from Nebraska on Interstate 80 West. They would get off at College, right where Walmart is. Turn north on College, which is Wyoming State Highway 212.
Mm-hmm.
College goes north, and then it becomes 4 Mile Road. And then it comes to a new intersection light at Yellowstone. And that's Wyoming State Highway 219. But as locals, we know it as where 4 Mile and Yellowstone Road intersect.
Right.
The turbine blades and the semi-trucks are going to turn right on Yellowstone Road, go north, and then when they get to the top of that hill and they're coming back down, right before Prairie Winds Elementary School, they're going to turn left on Horse Creek Road. And that's 275 semi-trucks a day, one way. That's their truck route for the west half of the project. So the project's going to be comprised of two halves. The west phase is going to be the Horse Creek Road transportation route. And then the east phase is going to be on the I-25 and County Road 245 or 237. So that there's a lot, I know, to unpack here and to absorb and think about. But that's all I've been thinking about for the last 60 days is saying, I really hope we're looking at this prudently and seeing that the risk and reward and what this is going to cost. Because once you change agriculture land to industrial land, it doesn't come back.
It's gone.
And
for that use.
You know, it's just, I want to make sure we're doing it prudently and judiciously.
And something I'd like to highlight from our conversations, you're not necessarily per se opposed to this project, but you just want more time to look at it, correct?
I do. And I think our neighbors do too. I asked several of these ranching families when they got the same letter on 8.5 by 11 piece of paper. Did you know you were right next door? Did you know that these turbines could be 1,200 feet away from your property line? Did you know that that's the setback? That's what our Laramie County land use regulations say is, depending on the size of these turbines and the make and model that I think the company is proposing in the permit can vary from 585 feet tall to 605 feet tall or 615 feet tall.
Roughly six stories.
Yeah, six-story buildings. These are going to be 170 six-story building wind turbines that could have some lasting effects.
And I'd like to mention, if you have any questions or comments, we'll take calls 632-6500. We are live in studio on this sixth day of September, so it is a program that you can go on the air and comment about or ask questions about if you so desire. Wendy, there are a few different facets to this, and we probably could have done a couple hours just on this subject. We want to hit the high points here. A lot of people in Wyoming don't like wind energy, but that's not your angle on this, is it?
I think there is a place for renewables in Wyoming and elsewhere. Mm-hmm. I just think we really need to study it because of the lasting impacts. And I think, you know, I've had people from all different political beliefs, people that have nothing in common with, but we can agree to say we need to do this in such a fashion that we really have looked at the potential impacts. Because I'm sure if I were a county commissioner or I was on the planning commission, you'd look to see if this company is checking off the boxes of what the documentation they need to submit and that they are agreeing to abide by rules and regulation. The state's going to, at a much greater level, look at this. But as we as citizens, Doug, you and I can go to the Planning Commission meeting this Thursday and to the County Commissioners meeting the following Tuesday, and we can talk publicly in front of those members and express our opinions, good, bad, ugly. We can do that, right?
Is that what you want people to do if they're listening?
I think it'd be great. I think what I was concerned about is when the letter came in and then the newspaper and Cowboy State Daily and also on this show talked about this wind project at the very beginning of July, I thought, woohoo, everyone is going to really start studying this and weigh in on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was crickets. Crickets.
I don't think most people know about it.
No, and it... And so the company notified the people that were within a one-mile radius of this project, and then they had a meeting to answer the residents that were surrounding the project, their questions on maybe June 15th, but the rest of the community had no idea.
Wendy, I forgot to mention, we do have, for a caller, you might want to put the headset on so you can hear the caller. We do have a caller. And can you hear that okay?
I can, thanks.
You're on the air, caller.
Oh, thank you. Yep, that's 600 feet. I beg your pardon. Thank you. It's 600 feet, you're right. 60, you think that's 60, huh?
Yeah, 60 stories, 10 feet per story. Just wanted to throw that up. Thank you.
Thank you.
Great point.
Well, that's even more of a concern then. Mm-hmm. Now, Wendy, some of the issues with this, and first of all, I want to toss out what the company says the economic benefits are. I think it's important we cover that. Here's what they say. They say it will create 300 family wage jobs during construction, 23 long-term local jobs afterwards, Some of the other specifics, they say it'll involve about $1.1 billion, that's billion with a B, in capital investment, $194 million in property and production tax revenues, and infusion of $58 million in sales tax revenues. When we were talking the other day, there was some question about the sales taxes because they don't make wind turbines in Wyoming. So obviously you pay the tax where you buy it. Am I right?
Yeah, and then I was thinking about it. Like, if you're on Amazon or I order something online, you do pay Wyoming sales tax when it's shipped here.
That's true. That's true.
I imagine. I wish that there was a place that, you know, someone could go down to one of the local stores and pick up a lot of the material that are going to be used to build this. But I think that that's probably where they're getting their calculations. As a recovering banker, I want more numbers. Mm-hmm. I would really like to see the nuts and bolts of those calculations. Because that's what we're buying. We're buying into what they're telling us. They're gonna. That's the benefit of this project. Yes, there will be wildlife impacted. Yes, traffic is going to be impacted. Yes, a way of life is going to be impacted. But the big one is, show me the numbers. Mm-hmm. I want to see the numbers, because if I go get a loan for buying a house or developing a subdivision, I have to provide a lot of information, and I think the company has. I just want to make sure we've double-checked to see that this makes sense.
In a perfect world, would you like to see the Planning Commission on Thursday say we're going to put this on hold for a couple months? What would you like?
I think that would be, and it's up to them, right? They look at plans on a, you know, they meet twice a month to approve plans and such as this. But I want to make sure we as a community, we've weighed in, we've had our chance. Because after it goes through the Planning Commission, and right now staff is telling the Planning Commission to approve it, and also the county commissioners to approve it, after that, we as local citizens don't have nearly as much input when it goes to the state DEQ level.
Looks like we have another caller. Good morning, caller. You're on the air.
Well, this is Nick's favorite thought criminal, Skits.
Hey, Skits.
My first thing I will tell you is don't do it. Don't do it. Second thing is, okay, you have this company with a fancy name. Research who the investors are. Who's really pushing this? Who really stands to profit? They'll make you all kinds of promises. Are you going to get this much revenue and that much revenue? You're going to have this and have that. Yeah, da, 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 da. And they put all this nice, you know, all these shiny objects that, you know, people in government positions. Oh, yeah, we want economic development. At what cost?
And that's kind of what Wendy's asking, actually.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, yeah. And, okay, there's a family in around Sterling, Colorado, that put up one of those monstrosity wind turbines on their property. And they never used to have hail. They had it every year. Okay, that is going to start affecting weather patterns. Now, if we want to generate electricity, well, you know, there's a lot of individual ranchers that once upon a time put up small windmills on their property that generated electricity. At least they did this in Nebraska. And guess what? Prima made, waltzed onto their property and made them take it down. So, also, solar panels in near my current home, they're building a big solar farm.
But this isn't solar, Skits.
I know that. It's, you know, it's kind of adjacent. But, I mean, why can't they sell, like, smaller wind turbines to individual ranchers and farmers so they can augment their power supply?
Wendy, how would you answer that?
You know, I think he brings up some really good things. The one thing I didn't mention is, so where this project is in northwest Laramie County, it's just a few miles away from the Platte County line where Chugwater is.
Mm-hmm.
And they also have a industrial proposed project of 50,000 acres that's wind, solar, and lithium battery storage.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have, just here in southeast Wyoming, two projects that are going to be potentially over 100,000 acres. And that will have an impact. I think that weather is something that I'm hearing that it can change a different ecosystem or a weather pattern when you have those size of projects. I think that in Southeast Wyoming, we know water is a premium, and each one of these turbines takes a significant amount of concrete and extensive water use.
And I might mention from interviews I've done with Brad Brooks recently, we may not have access to Colorado River water soon. And that they're trying to work around that, but the whole situation's a little bit in flux, to say the least.
That's right. So I think we can be putting additional strain on our aquifer. And I think it already struggles. Right now, Horse Creek is an actual creek, and there's not much flowing through that right now. It's been pretty much bone dry.
Right.
We got a little precipitation that helped, but Lodgepole Creek is also dry. And you can see that when you go I-25 heading up to Chugwater. You go across Horse Creek, and if you have your passenger in the car, look out the window and say, do you see much water in Horse Creek or Lodgepole Creek? So they're dry. And I'm worried about what will that do to our ranchers who either they have pivots or they're, using water from those creeks. It's a concern, and there's going to be struggles. Water's going to be a big one. And I think, the caller, Chip, he made some great observations.
Wendy, unfortunately, we're running short on time. We can't have you back in the future, assuming this moves forward, which it likely will at some point. I think this is an issue that deserves further discussion. Unfortunately, we're down to about 2 minutes left. What would you like to tell our listeners?
I would say that, this permit is not just for the site plan to be approved. It's also for the high overhead power transmission lines. And overhead power transmission lines have caused catastrophic fires in other parts of the country. I think we need to factor that in. We've got volunteer firefighters that are going to be responsible for helping fight these industrial fires that might be caused from, let's say, it's welders or maybe the actual some combustion from these work sites. But I think we need to tune in and pay attention. Our future depends on these decisions that are going to be made by our Planning Commission this Thursday, September 11th at 3:30 at the 310 West 19th Street on the third floor. And then the county commissioners meeting is the following Tuesday, September 16th, again at 3:30, same location. But our future depends on these decisions, and this is our time to speak up. We want to know what Wyoming's, and especially Laramie County's, what our future is going to look like.
Skits did ask about the company. You told me a little bit about that in our pre-interview. Mm-hmm. It's a Spanish company, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Repsol. Repsol is a multinational company. I think one of the large shareholders is BlackRock. That's a good question, I think, that he asked. This company said, when the company rep I've visited with, he's been very cordial, very easy mm-hmm. to visit with. He said that you can reach out to him. It's on the company's website. His contact information is Charlie Benke. And they said they've been doing these in 16 different states. So they have a track record. I'd like to look at it, and I think we all need more information.
Okay. And again, that meeting is next Thursday. There will probably the commission meeting, we think, will be meeting on it the following Tuesday,
correct.
We assume, so
mm-hmm.
if things move as planned. Wendy, is there a website people can go to learn more?
I definitely think the Laramie County Planning Department, they have a permit number that's important to know, and I did bring that. So if you need that permit number, it's P as in Paul, Z as in Zebra, 25-0048.
Thanks, Wendy. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
AM 650 KGAB.